نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. As I mentioned not too long time ago, فمن أظلم ممن كذب على الله وكذب بالصدق إذ جاء أليس في جهنم مثوى للكافرين. And this is an ayah that basically Allah SWT sets the template, especially for tonight, that zulm comes in many different forms. See, many of us think that if I hurt you, that is zulm. Or if you hurt me, that is zulm. Yes, we will agree. But there is a bigger zulm than that. Of course, if I hurt you or you hurt me, and there is no forgiveness for that, then on the day of Qiyamah, all my good deeds will come to you, or your good deeds will come to me. Sometimes we think we hate someone else, but in reality we don't hate them. I may say I hate you, but as a result of me slandering you and putting you down or lying about you or lying to you or whatever it is, in reality you have become a bigger friend of mine than an enemy. Because when I talk evil of you, by default, automatically I start giving you all my good deeds. So, sometimes we claim that the other person is a person that is bad, but in reality, what are we saying? The other person is so great that my time is worthwhile in spending in defending them. So the Quran says, فَمَنْ أَظْوَلَمْ, that there is, in other words, who is more oppressive than that individual that lies about Allah and also denies the truth regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the truth has come to that individual. أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوَى لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Naturally, the outcome of this individual will be a terrible abode, and it is linked directly, generally, to that individual that opts towards kufr. So Allah is saying essentially here that when a person does wrong of this magnitude, then this individual can only be a disbeliever. Of course, thereafter we covered quite a few other things. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. This is also an ayah that many individuals use in showing the mercy and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many individuals, especially during this month of the year, will say, you know, I have sinned in abundance. I have done a lot of wrong. And is there any positive outcome for me as a result of my wrong? And the answer is the following: لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah. That is why the ulama have also stated that if you've done wrong towards Allah, for example, you didn't give your zakah on time and later you gave it, you did not perform your salah on time and later you made up for it, or you made istighfar for performing it late, whatever crime against Allah you have done, and once you have made a genuine istighfar, then don't keep on letting shaitan play games with you and saying, am I forgiven? Am I not forgiven? Am I this? Am I that? Because once you do that, shaitan will exploit that aspect of you and he will make you give up on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is saying here, oh my beloved servant, if you have done wrong in abundance, لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. You've heard this hadith many times. If your wrong has been such, it went all the way from the ground to the skies, the darkness of you had prevail everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, despite that having taken place, I will inshallah forgive you. So you do not give up in the mercy of Allah. But there is a clause here also, if you've hurt another person, then it is essential that you ask that person forgiveness as well. And that way inshallah, you will be forgiven by the people and by Allah as well. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Jahannam and Jannah. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَاقَ. It refers to not just being put into hell if you are a person that has done profound levels of wrong and opted towards disbelief. Here Allah is saying, the way in which you'll be put to Jahannam, it won't be, okay, now you go here, now you go, and you know. What will take place is they will be rounded up. The ulama say it will be like cattle. You know how you round up cattle? It's night time, you got to put them in a special pen or in a special place, wherever you put cattle. On the day of Qiyamah, the angels will round the people of wrong. Round the people of wrong like sheep. And drag them towards the given door of hell.
حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم. Has a prophet not come to you? Has messengers not come to you? Have they not told you that which was good? Have they not brought our nishani, our ayat? Have they not warned you about this very given day? قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين. Now your time is up. Whatever you had to do in the world, you had to do it, you did not do it. And they will say, one more chance. Other ayah also say, they will say, one more chance. Let us go back to the world so we can put the record right. It will be said, now it's too late. This is going to be your abode. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Now as far as the good believers are concerned, they will not just be rounded up. You know, like we had first class, second class, they'll be given preferential treatment. Now it's time for you to go in Jannah. It is time for you. And the whole atmosphere will be very, very different. It will be much more kind and compassionate. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. And as they come to the door, it will be basically said to them, salutations upon you. Welcome aboard. Like, you know how you get valet parking. You sort of go to this fancy five-star hotels. You have to go there. You have to give your key, then hope and pray the guy doesn't scratch the car. And then you... all that, inshallah, will be even more better on the day of Qiyamah. So it'd be better than valet for those of us that wish and opt for that which is good in nature. You know, there was a question that was sent to me through our website, and the question was, this person seemed concerned. I do not know where the individual was, but as we were reading the Quran, the answer came to me, and the question was this: I have done wrong, and will Allah expose my wrong on the day of Qiyamah before, inshallah, I'm put into heaven? That's a valid question. That will I be exposed after I have done wrong on the day of Qiyamah, and thereafter be given my award? And then the person is writing that, you know, I just don't want to be exposed in front of my parents, in front of those that I love for what I have done, and also in front of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was really an amazing question. Now the ayah says, "Man amila sayyatan fala yudza illa mithla." Remember, my brothers, whenever you do wrong, whatever that wrong is, you will get the jaza of that. That is a reality, whether in this world or in the hereafter. And if you, yes, you can make phone calls to your buddies. You can tell them, "No, I didn't mean this. I didn't mean that. I didn't say this. I did. It wasn't my car that was parked in the parking lot. It was the other guy's car." You can say all that, but remember that anxiety you are going through is a jaza. So the Quran says, whatever wrong you do, you will get its badla in this world, if not in this world, in the hereafter. So some people get in this world, they should be thankful. It's not a bad thing. Allah is saving you from the hereafter. Thereafter it says, beautiful. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. They talk of gender equality. Now this is what you call gender equality. Whoever does good, whether they are male, whether they are female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, whilst they are in the state of believing in Allah and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, they will enter into a paradise, يُرْزَقُونَ فِيهَا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, and they will be sustained in paradise, and they will not have to give accountability. Provided, as I said in the beginning, if I hurt you or you hurt me, then it's important that we get it cleared up and we get our forgiveness. But whatever happened between us and Allah, inshallah, Allah will forgive us if we are sincere, and Allah will say, أُدْخُلُوهَا, enter into it with safety, enter into it with mercy. And may Allah SWT award us this given outcome. And inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that, then we will have nothing to worry about. As I say, in this world, we can come up with all the defenses and defense attorneys and whatnot. But the main thing is to acquire the best in the hereafter. So what the brother read very beautifully, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, that one of the things you and I can do, whenever wrong has taken place, make a red of it by doing that which is good later on. So for example, let's say your father or mother passed away. Now what do? You can't ask them for forgiveness, they are gone. So go to the friends and be kind to the friends. Okay, you're a bakhil, you're a miser. That happens to some people. Make good on it. You see a poor person, help that person out. out. You laughed at someone else out there. Let's say, for example, you laughed at a homeless person. Now, make good on that when you see another homeless person and sort of compensate. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنَ. And also, if you repelled your evil with that which is good, then inshallah, more so in this month, you'll be able to safeguard yourself from a lot of wrong and upkeep yourself with tremendous amount of good, not only in this part of the year, but also in other parts of the year as well. مَنَ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِ. And Allah says, don't think that because you're doing good, you're doing it for me. Whatever good you do, it will be for yourself. Whatever wrong you do, it is for yourself. So therefore, we be very cautious in whatever we are doing, especially in this last few nights of Ramadan. As you and I know, tomorrow inshallah, those of the brothers that are wishing to spend itikaf, by all means try and do it. It begins tomorrow naturally at Maghrib time. Also, if you are a female, if you are female and your environment allows you to do it, alhamdulillah, sometimes your responsibilities may be less for whatever reason, then try to spend your time in itikaf. Itikaf in the home means you quarantine a given area, and that's an area you spend most of your time. So before you get ready for that, if you want maximize reward, if you are a woman, do all your cooking in advance. Then inshallah, tomorrow Maghrib time comes, you spend your time in that area and you give yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereafter when it's time for you to cook for the family or whatever, you just go take out the food from the freezer, make it thaw, and thereafter feed them. If you can't do that, whether you are male or female, and do the genuine itikaf without running outside and talking outside. In America they have a really nice way of doing itikaf. You know, you come out in the parking lot, you meet people, you hug your family, you come back in, and everything is cool. Well, that's not the way you really do itikaf. Itikaf is, if this is the masjid, that's where you stay. You go out, you don't talk. You go into the wudu khana, you make your wudu, you don't talk. People talk to you, you just respond in your mind, you keep quiet, you do your bathing, whatever you have to do. If the bath is faraz, you can't go for it, "Today I don't smell very good, I'm going for a bath." No, that type of bath doesn't work in itikaf. Itikaf is a total mujahada, and the fiqh kitabs are replete on this. But if you cannot do this type of itikaf, then at least come on a few nights during the week. Even if you are a woman, dedicate yourself and make a nafil itikaf, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for you, He'll make things easy for your family. And when you come here, pray to Allah that Allah makes it easy for you. Allah SWT makes it easy for your imam like me, makes me a good person like you, makes your families wonderful. You know, we all have ups and downs. So you make dua for me, you make dua for yourself, for your families, everyone. And inshallah, you will see that nafil itikaf will have tremendous amount of barakah if you cannot do the what is called the much more wajib itikaf. May Allah SWT help us in doing good in the last 10 days, and pray for one another, read as much Quran as you can. This is the month of the Quran, and if you did it in this month, inshallah, you will notice change throughout the rest of the year. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.